Hello? Hello?
Hi, Sharon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I apologize for that. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo-Provera lawsuit. Do you know anyone that used Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Was anyone diagnosed with meningioma, a tumor in the lining of the brain?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and again, I am so sorry. Sharon, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, of course. Again, no signatures of a name, nothing like that, right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No worries. Again, no signatures have been made with any law firm?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And again, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am, meningioma.
Yeah, again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Yeah. And do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
I know it was in 2014.
Okay.
I think it was about October.
Okay, sounds good. I'll put around October. You said 2014?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then what was your date of birth, Sharon?
My date of birth is 9/26/1982.
26/1982. What was the month?
September.
September, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's September 26, 1982. And do you know anyone else, Sharon, that also used Depo-Provera was affected by it?
No, ma'am, not that I know of.
Okay, no worries, that is good to hear. And again, it was Depo-Provera, the brand name that you were taking, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And again, you used it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, ma'am, I did. It was about 6 months. So.
Okay.
A year and 6 months.
Okay. Do you know when you started it?
No. Right after I had my daughter.
Okay.
So it was like around March 2013.
Okay. March 2013. And then when was the very last time that you used it?
Oh, when was the last time I used it? It was about September of 2014.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah, around September 2014. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay, female, perfect. And then I have your first name spelled Sharon. Is that the best spelling?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then last name Rogers, Rogers?
That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. Sharon, did you have a middle name?
Yes, I do. Monique.
Monique. Was that Monique?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what about your social?
426-45-9608.
Okay, perfect. Again, that's 426-45-9608, correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now, the email that popped up here is francissharon@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
francissharon811.
Okay, let's see. francissharon811@gmail?
That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then the best phone number is just 225-205-7684?
That's correct.
Beautiful. What about the best address?
12713 Driftwood. That's D-R-I-F-T, Wood, W-O-O-D, and that's Drive. This Baker, Louisiana, 70805. I'm sorry, 70714. I'm trying to remember my new.
Okay, perfect. Just 1 second here. Okay. So again, that was 12713 Driftwood Drive in Baker, Louisiana, 70714. Is that the best one?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And is this a house or is there an apartment number?
It's a house.
Okay. I see. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. And how many times would you say that you were injected with it?
I did it every 3 months.
Okay. Okay, so it seems like about 6 times, is that right? A year and then 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor or medical staff that administered the Depo-Provera, do you remember?
I actually went to the health unit at the time when I was receiving it.
Okay, let's see. And then what was the name of that? Was that in Baker?
No, I'm sorry, that's Baton Rouge. It was on Florida Boulevard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Let's see. Okay, I'm not seeing that pop up here. What was the name of the city? I don't know if I'm hearing it correctly.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I think, actually, it's closed down now. It was a health unit that they used to have. It was right across from the Greyhound bus station.
I see.
And they used it. And I don't know if they moved it or what did they do.
Okay. And you said that was Detwards, Louisiana?
Oh, I'm sorry. Baton Rouge. Braton. Rouge, Rouge, Baton Rouge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was on Florida Boulevard at the time.
Florida Boulevard. I'm trying to find it here. Just 1 second. Okay, I do see public health office that was on Florida Boulevard. Perfect, perfect. Okay. Okay, and so it was there at the same location that you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just inputting some of their information on here. Bear with me. Okay, do you remember if you were diagnosed via MRI or CAT scan, CT scan?
I actually took the blood test, the CT scan. I did an MRI, and I also did a biopsy.
Okay, I see. So all three. And do you know before the meningioma diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with any cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And how about the medical records? Would you be able to provide?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Okay, sounds good.
I have to contact the hospital.
Okay, no worries. So the hospital would have them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry for the wait. I am just inputting some other information on here. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you by any chance?
Oh, yes, that was Dr. Justin.
Okay. You said Dr. Justin. Was there a last name?
Yes, and it was Hydel. Haydel.
Perfect.
Hyden.
Okay, I did find a Justin Hydel. It looks like he is out there in Baton Rouge. Perfect. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I went on a surgery.
Okay.
I had the corneal surgery.
Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you remember the doctor that treated you as well, or was that Mr. Justin?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And were you diagnosed in that public, I'm so sorry, were you treated in that public health office?
No, I went to the Occidental.
Okay.
Occidental Medical Center in Baton Rouge.
Let's see here. Okay, I do see that it's on Medical Center Drive. Is that the one?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. So were you hospitalized for the meningioma? I know it's a little redundant, but I am required to ask.
Oh, yes, I was. I remember that. My life is about me.
Okay, again, just inputting some other information on here. Now, we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Sharon, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
My mom. 225.
Okay.
361. Mm-hmm. 6013. I'm going to give you my phone number for now.
No worries. Okay, and then it does ask for an address and an email address as well. Do you just want me to put yours or do you know hers?
Yeah, you put mine.
Okay. Okay, and then what was your mom's first and last name?
Patricia, P-A-R-T-R-I-C-I-A,
mm-hmm.
Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay, perfect. Patricia Rogers. Okay, and then you said to put your email there, right? Okay. Great. So it looks like I am completed with this intake form. I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Does it come to your email?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
Perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, try to see if they can get that case started for you. So you want this sent to your emails, or do you want it sent to your text? Completely up to you.
You can send a text message. You need to get a text message.
Okay. 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 Just one second. Well, before I do send it out, do you know what dates you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
I'm trying to think. I think it was about October 2014.
Okay. Around October 2014, no worries. Okay. So before I do send this DocuSign out, I want to go over some of the information that I have on here. Just one second while I pull it up, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, middle name Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, last name Rogers, common spelling. I have your address is 12713 Driftwood Drive in Baker, Louisiana, 70714. I have your date of birth as September 26th of '82, and then your social is 426-459608. Is all that correct?
That is.
Okay, beautiful. So I just sent that out. You should be receiving it as a text message. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, and then it would have you tap on that link.
Okay, I hear you. I just clicked on the link. Do you agree to review text message? Yes.
Again, if you have any issue signing, just let me know. I'll make sure to stay on the line.
Okay. You say please sign. Okay, you're saying please sign. I'm clicking.
Okay. Is there a continue or a start button?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, I pressed it. Let's see. Okay, I got the application. Mm-hmm. Okay, click on the yellow. Gotcha. Okay. Oh, your phone date. Okay, initial. No, con confines, sí. So you're all done filming. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I could check on my end here. Okay, so I did just receive that on my end. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick text message, Sharon. It's going to be from my direct line. So if anything comes up, if you have any questions, you can always text me right back on there or just give me a quick call and I'd be happy to help. The attorneys, once they receive this paperwork, it should take them about 48 hours. They're going to give you a quick call just to verify some of the information we went over. So it should be a fairly quick call. Like I said, after that, you can always feel free to reach back out. Before I do let you go, Sharon, do you have any other questions for me?
You guys should receive a phone call from an attorney in about 48 hours?
Yeah, in about 48 hours. Yeah, I would say 48 hours. If not, you can always give me a call, and I can transfer you to them directly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you again for your time, Sharon. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.